As we continue to travel through the liturgical calendar and through the calendar of the Martyrology, we see now that we have gone on to the next chapter, not of St. John's Gospel, which we did for several weeks, finishing with last week, the Eucharistic Gospel, with the great announcement of the Eucharist and of the first betrayal of Christ by Judas Iscariot. And it was based on the Eucharist. If you did not believe in the Eucharist, then you might as well not worry about believing anything else. Because if you do not believe in the Eucharist, then you do not believe in Him who has announced and given to us the Eucharist. But here now, He continues to proclaim the kingdom, and He continues to perform miracles. In addition, today, we celebrate the vigil of the Nativity of the Most Holy Ever Virgin Mary, which is tomorrow. So many wonderful things, and it is, of course, the first Saturday of the month, a plenary indulgence day for those who come to visit here and pray before the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary, according to the prescriptions of the law, including confession within 8 days before or after of today. Without that, you cannot get the plenary indulgence. So those who do not go to confession do not get any indulgence. And of course, those are the ones who need it the most. But here we have this man. And of course, like many of us, he did not come to Jesus to get a miracle. Somebody just brought him. And then Jesus performed the miracle anyway, because it is His will. And that's the most important thing of all. The will of Christ, the will of God. And because He wanted to show others, continue to show others His magnificence as the Son of God become man. Of course, He has become man through the ministrations of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, the celebration of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary tomorrow is a very important feast in the history of salvation, in the history of revelation. Without her, none of this would have happened. And we oftentimes forget. We think it only depends on God alone. And it could if He wanted it that way, but He doesn't. It depends on all the different pieces that He has put there. And among them, of course, is the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, and others besides. And believe it or not, you and I, we also have a say-so in that magnificent history of revelation. How will it unfold for you or for me? Will everything that Mary and Jesus have done have any effect on you or me? Is it all lost? Is it just water thrown down the drain? Or is it something that actually has an effect? And here we have part of the ceremony of baptism that is still used to this day. And I used last Saturday, we had so many baptisms of babies. And of course, we have six more in the making. Ephatha, be opened. And he, in this case, he touches the man's ears and his tongue, just as I do when I baptize a person. Ephatha, be opened. And you make the sign of the cross on the ears and over the mouth. Not touching it. I don't want to get somebody's saliva on me. But nevertheless, it's still done. Be opened. Be opened to what? The ears that should be opened to hear the Word of God, the Holy Catholic Faith. The mouth, the lips, the tongue, that should be open to pray and to proclaim the glory of God. Are your ears open? Is your tongue open? Or are you still deaf and mute? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.